Hello and welcome to the special market podcast powered by Money Controls. My name is Chetaj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Gautam Shah, who is the founder and chief strategist at the Goldilocks Premium Research. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Shah.
Thanks, Chetaj. Happy to be here and it's a pleasure of mine.
Well, Mr. Shah, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that, it looks like the market seems to be taking one step forward and two steps back. It is a range-bound trade where 8,800 seems to be the crucial support for the Nifty, while 9,400 to 9,500 are your crucial resistance level to watch out for. What are your views on the market and important levels to keep an eye on?
Well, yes, I think the last two and a half weeks, the market has seen a lot of back and forth action.
Mm-hmm.
The market seems to be in tease mode. It rallies a little bit, but does not lead to a major uptrend. It falls, but it does not lead to a downtrend. And that's really been the case for the last 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought yesterday was a giant step forward. I think the manner in which the Nifty took out the important level of 9,300 suggests that the gates have opened for at least a short-term rally.
Okay.
And the kind of follow-up that we are seeing today, I think it just tells you that a move towards the level of 9,600 and possibly 9,800, 9,900, could be on.
Okay.
Anyway, I think the market seems to be climbing a wall of worry. A lot of the negatives have already discounted.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not forget the mother trend is still down. So this looks like a short-term rally within a larger bear market.
Right.
So that thesis does not change. And I think if one is holding on to longs or staying long with a strict exit strategy in the form of 9150 or 9000, which I think are strong supports, I think one should be okay for the next couple of weeks itself.
Right. So a road towards, let's say, 10,000 looks visible now. You know, like you said, that the upper end could be 9,900. So, we could safely say that probably a road towards 10,000 could be is visible. Now, moving on to the next question. Well, do you think the leadership of the market seems to be changing? You know, banking and financial stocks, which were the leaders some time back, seems to be languishing now. Although, they might have come back in the, probably last two trading sessions or so. But what are the next leaders in terms of stocks or sectors which you have spotted?
Well, I'm actually happy that the leadership has changed because in the last couple of years, people complained that just one sector and a handful of stocks were taking the market higher.
Yeah.
And that's never a very, healthy sign. And that's probably the reason even the large caps came under pressure in the last couple of months, in line with what the mid caps have been doing for the last couple of years now.
Uh-huh.
So I think the leadership has clearly changed and we like to use a lot of relative strength studies. So if you actually plot the bank Nifty over the Nifty and you see the ratio chart, this chart, which was upward sloping for a matter of 5 years, told you that the bank Nifty and the banks are outperforming the entire market.
Right.
But the scene changed completely a couple of months back, wherein this very index has actually underperformed and taken the market down. So I think this is going to continue because for almost 5 years, the banks enjoyed leadership. And I think it's very clear, looking at the action of the last 2 months, that the leadership has changed.
Right.
So I think the banks will see rallies from time to time, like what they've seen in the last few days.
But
I think they will always, find resistance at higher levels. And I think from a buy and hold perspective, there are very many interesting pockets that have now, come to the forefront.
Okay.
I think pharma, which everybody is talking about, I turned bullish on this a quarter back.
Right.
And I believe that the pharmaceutical index could easily give you 20-25% upside from current levels. So we remain bullish there.
Okay.
And I think that would be followed by the chemicals basket, which sort of outperformed in the bad times and is now starting to do very, very well with many stocks trading at 52-week highs and even lifetime highs. And I would add to that insurance and telecom, and probably another addition would be Reliance. So these four or five pockets, according to me, are a buy and hold in the current market. And irrespective of what the Nifty does, I think they should offer outperformance.
Right. Well, I'm sure our listeners take note of that. The next leaders in the making. Well, moving on to the next question is that rating agencies, such as Goldman Sachs as well as CRISIL, do not, in fact, they do paint not a good picture for India. In fact, CRISIL estimates negative 5% growth outlook for fiscal 2021. Fourth recession since independence. Can this turn out to be a wealth creating opportunity? If yes, how?
Well, first things first, I think the market operates on a discounting mechanism. And I think the jury is out whether how much of this expected bad news or the expected economic negative developments is already in the prime.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think just like you and me are talking about it, probably the entire country and the world is talking about such a scenario developing over the next few quarters on account of the corona development.
Yes.
You know, so that remains to be seen. But the fact the market is still trading at levels of 9,500 gives you a sort of an indication that a lot of the bad news is already in the prime.
Okay.
But in terms of opportunity, I think the real opportunity, a fortune-making opportunity,
mm-hmm.
is in the mid-cap and the small-cap space.
Right.
You know, let's not forget the Nifty has been in a bear market just for 2.5 months.
Right.
Whereas
right.
the mid-cap and the small-cap pop all started in January
2018. Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the mid-cap have now got in for market fall. I think we saw that in the last few weeks, whenever
right.
you had Nifty dip.
Yes, yes.
So I think there is a great, great opportunity in the mid-cap and the small-cap segment if somebody has a time frame of 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I do see many, many names going up 2x, 3x, 5x.
Okay.
And if you were to invest directly or indirectly through a mutual fund,
uh-huh.
I think that's where the opportunity lies without the Nifty really doing anything for the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, that sounds music to, I'm sure, investors there and long-term investors as well. Fortune-making opportunity in mid and small cap space if you have a time horizon of, let's say, 3 to 5 years. Well, the last question is very interesting, and I'm sure listeners would want to know. You have also recently won the Best Technical Analyst Award 2020 of London. What would be your advice to the new generation which started trading in this year, that is 2020? Because data suggests that many new accounts were open amid the 40% fall which we saw from the high.
Well, for somebody who's gotten this year, I think it must have been a little difficult to start with, because we had the fastest bear market ever recorded in history, not just India, but world over.
Yes.
So that's the first. No amount of experience could have really helped you
mm-hmm.
understand or gauge the kind of fall that we saw in the last couple of months.
Right.
But I think the reason why you might have seen this uptake is because everything else is going through a difficult patch, and a lot of people are getting attracted to the market believing that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it, they can offer stable returns over a period of time.
Yes.
But I believe that the market will lack a trend for the next 6 to 12 months. So your strategies have to be very different to what you might have adopted in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I think the one important take, never let go of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You might have the best strategy, you might have the best tools, you know,
right.
for analysis.
Right.
But unless you have proper discipline, this market is, it will not allow you to survive. And it's out there to take returns from you. So I think if you are disciplined, whichever strategy that you're using, I think you will survive.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind that this is a trading market. This is not a trending market anymore.
Right.
And therefore, there are certain tools which are more suited to a trending market, to a trading market, and one needs to adopt it.
Well, golden words coming from Mr. Shah. Well, decades of experience. I'm sure listeners should take note of that. Well, thank you, Mr. Shah, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.